I thought I'd come to see you before we go to bed. I thought I'd come to see you before you go to bed. Before you go to bed. I thought to come to see you before you go to sleep. Especially it's a good time. Especially it's a good time because your stomach's empty. Especially it's a good time because your stomach's empty and hungry. You know. That's the end. usually the second day at the end of the day, it's that's the end of the day. End of the second day is the day of starting difficulties. Then the third day early morning. Then the third day early morning. So that's why. So I thought maybe the right time for him to speak.
No.
So if the stomach's full, then it's easy to fall asleep. Because you're in silence, so I can say all the nasty things. It's a good time to tease. So I thought, maybe to do all transmission of the sadhana, the nyune sadhana, the whole practice. To, I think I did in the past. I think I did in the past somewhere. probably many of you remember. Received. Then all transmission of the very important text, Aryam Dishri Sangiti. All transmission of Aryam Dishri Sangiti. So maybe, not sure, but maybe to do the all transmission there today.
Rinpoche, what's Aryam Dishri Sangiti?
Yes.
What's that? What's the meaning of that Sangiti?
Sangiti.
What does that mean?
Sangiti.
Ah.
Arya Manjushri is Arya Manju is a Manjushri. Arya is exalted because not only exalted from the ordinary beings who attain the path, ordinary beings, not only that, but by having actualized the task of wisdom of the heart, perceiving emptiness. Not only that, but not only by having omniscience, exalted from the Arya beings, the Bodhisattva Arya beings, exalted even from demons, having removed the salt of the defilements, I'm the Shri. The Manjushri is soft. Manjushri is soft. Having removed disturbance of obscuration. And then Shri is there, having removed subtle obscuration. So Manjushri is the mind of the soft by having removed disturbance of obscuration. Then the Shri, Shri, Paramahansa Moksha, subtle defilements. Then Shri. So, having a remote disturbance of obscuration, even the Arhat has. But here, you see, having remote, but they haven't removed the subtle defilements. So here, having removed subtle defilements, so Shri, the Shri. So normally I say that in our daily life, whenever we practice patience, make the mind soft, when they tend to rise anger, they will try to make the mind soft by practice patience. As well as it, you know, when practicing renunciation, you know, the disturbing thought in the attachment, stop that. So these, and also disturbing thought, the ignorance, realizing emptiness. So that cutting by the wisdom realizing is so that the mind becomes softer, but then also by realization, buddhi-jita, the mind becomes peaceful, softer, peaceful, from the selfish mind. So religion lambrim, then was the tantric path. That makes mind more pure from ordinary thoughts and gross mind and those special thoughts and towards the mind. So they having purified the subtle imprint projecting that which projects truly just the truly in the appearance. So this subtle obscuration then the mind become Madhushri. So daily life when we practice in the three principles, Lamrim, three principles aspect of the enlightenment. That's what is we attach my mind peaceful, soft, easy. So that's preparation. That becomes preparation, little by little, towards become Manushi. Sankiti must be the expounding the holy name. Expounding well the holy name. So maybe, perhaps maybe through that ultimate mission as well.
Rinpoche, you said that expounding the well of the holy name.
Expounding well the holy name.
Expounding well of the holy name. Mm-hmm. Is that the same in Chinese? We have one translation say that like true name of Manjushri. Is that the same text?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It is so able to show here. So anyway, the I am of Sangri. This is like oceans, you know, that are very extensive. Tantra teaching, which relates to all the four classes of Tantra, and there are particular color chakra. So very like deep like oceans, you know, very expensive teachings, extremely profound. So I did a request for commentary at the airport, San Francisco airport. That Rinpoche happily accepted. This is one of the Rinpoche's you know, kind of expertise. The commentary, the subject, but didn't have enough merit probably one best one to from whom to receive the commentary. So the there's many commentaries by different great lamas, different lamas, many commentaries on that. So anyway, it's a unbelievable thing again to chant, to recite that, and also to hear that. It's a incredible purification and quite extensive merits. Especially thought maybe good to recite, good to the loom of that. Could be perhaps it might turn out to be loom. After some time. As it goes on. I hope not. How do you say in Chinese? Lung. The lung.
You mean the Dong Fa word, yeah?
Yeah.
Qi Mai Bing.
Qi Mai Bing. Qi Mai Bing. I don't know about Chinese, but Westerns, before they met Buddhism, they never hear a lung. But once they come to Nepal, India, and then, you know, after 1 year or something around, then you hear they have lung. Then somehow they come to know lung. Maybe the Tibetan doctors teach them lung, or I'm sure. you never hear lung, you know. But after some months or 1 year, I have lung like that. Do you hear? So I'm believably fortunate here in this, I'm really fortunate that this beginning of the year, new year, you have to do Yunnan, and especially on this Chipura, all the past new karmas, you know, to begin new life. So things extremely good, and also especially the Buddha, where each prostration becomes one, each process becomes one in a million, each practice is just one in a whom, and whatever practice you do, each offering becomes one in a million. So it's an unbelievable thing to do, especially during other times, than during the Buddhist special days, where there's many other times, only one day, but here, in this way, you're able to do, integrate with the special time with Buddha, that every practice becomes whatever you do, one in a million, so it's unbelievable. So unbelievable, fortunate, see. So in, but I did. I myself not fortunate because I never did attend, so I think I'm fortunate. You're fortunate. So, since the doctor said diabetes, since the doctor mentioned diabetes, didn't happen to take admire precepts, and then say, to give, you have to take admire precepts, you know. fasting, so they didn't happen. So bad luck. Bad luck. From my side, bad luck, but from your side, good luck. The Compassion Buddha. So then I thought, I was so fortunate to do the practice, and to be opportunity to chant even just the mantra, besides the whole entire practice. So fortunate that, and it's normally said, the Great Compassion Buddha is extremely quick to see. Extremely quick, to guide us sentient beings. close to sentient beings and extremely quick to guide. that is because this Buddha is the embodiment of all the Buddha's compassion. So that's one thing. So because of that. Was quick to receive guidance, to help, blessings. And then, among the Arya, Avalokiteshvara, the Arya, the exalted compassion are looking the deities, different types. There are many different types. Among them, you see the elephant face. Elephant face, thousand arm, thousand eye, this aspect of generosity, according to the tradition of the Geloma Palmu, this has great blessings. This particular aspect has a great blessing that we should do meditation practice, with this aspect. And why it's great blessings? Because the importance of different color heads and the hands, the implements, and so forth. So the significations explained in the commentary. Keeping this mantra or the reciting the six-syllable mantra, the name of the Avalokiteshvara, the six syllable, even merely keeping this or reciting this has greater benefit than having that offering to having that offerings directly to unimaginable Buddhas. It is said the teachings that just merely mere recitation, keeping this mantra, you see, six syllable, which is the name of the Arya Avalokiteshvara, you see, is greater, far more greater than the merits, actually, as a merit, having met offering directly towards the unimaginable number of Buddhas. Even that is due to it, the compassion that that definitely benefits to all the sentient beings, all the times of migrated beings, without the discrimination, without any partisanship, without any discrimination. And the six-syllable mantra, it is blessed by all the Buddhas of ten directions, again and again. So all this by this reason. So therefore, if I make a request to this Ayavakaswara, this is, if you make a request to this Ayavakaswara, this is same as making a request to all the ten direct Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. If you recite this mantra, then you get it's a benefit of reciting all the mantras. So something that so these benefits you get that one kind of faith and you know without effort you get all these benefits. So this six-syllable mantra, this is the root of all the 84,000 teachings, but which is the essence. That all the Buddha's intentions, view intentions, that's integrated into, the root. So this is root, this is meant as root of the 84,000 teachings of Buddha, the essence, the one essence that integrated, you see, integrated into one essence, the intention of all the Buddhas, the intention of all the 10,000 Buddhas. So the heart of the heart, the embodied into one. And this is the mantra of the heart of five types of Buddha, and it's honor of the secrecy. This is mantra embodying. Embodying or encompassing. This is mantra encompassing the every syllable of the heart of the five types of Buddha and honor of the secrecy. Vatsapani. And this mantra is originator of all the collections of virtue and all the collections of happiness. This mantra is the root of all the panacea, happiness, attainments. And this great, it is great part of the the higher birth and liberation. So, which is not only liberation from samsara, you know, oceans of samsara suffering cause delusion karma and cause of delusion, the negative imprint, not only that, but you see, also the great liberation, enlightenment, the great path to also enlightenment. That. Why? Because particular particular benefit the recite this mantra is to sense of compassion with oneself, compassion towards each and every single living beings whose mind is obscured, those who are suffering, each and every single of those sentient beings. Wishing them to be free from all the defilements, all the sufferings. And not all that, on top of that, taking that responsibility on oneself to do. As I mentioned in the tantra, which is called the sum. generally translated as a mantra, easy way to mantra, but the meaning of the sum is there's a different way, there's sanga, runga, sunga. So the sum here, unforgettable memory and awareness of the wisdom, unforgettable memory and wisdom. Maybe wisdom, that thing, but not that person there. Wisdom engaging in abandoning non-virtue and engaging in virtue. That's what it's called, sung, the meaning of the sung. but just very simple then. either you use just the Tibetan name sung or just the mantra. But the meaning of the sung is something that I explained. So the tantra was called sung, the mantra of the 11th, Arya, compassionate eye looking, enriched of power. So I this answer you see, Arya, compassionate eye, our Tishwara. Arya Avaloki Desvara. So by reciting my heart mantra, my heart is the mantra. So the sentient being receives the the Bodhisattva's the biography, what he did, receiving the receiving the heart of all the withdrawals, called heart of wisdom, heart of transcendental wisdom. However, what I'm saying is that, in short, the sentient beings, are tormented by various sufferings, then my heart, as the man says, will abide and guide them and give help, become guide, you know, support for them. And also the harm givers, the rising heart of the the harm givers are rising the spirits. The flesh eaters or the spirits, you know, those who become violent or who rise harm, you see, then this heart hooks them, and then cause them generate loving kindness compassion within them. So the mantra, so this. What this mantra of Bhima does is talk about the benefits, and then bring them to enlightenment. So I guess those who are, even the non-human beings, even those who are harm givers, and even those spirits, non-human beings, you know, who harm them, it is this by chanting this mantra, how it benefits them. The avalokiteshvara of compassion Buddha explained to Buddha, you know, these benefits of what the mantra does. So then saying, my heart, and it has great, you know, fighting power, it's a power, it's unbelievable things what it can do, telling Buddha. And then by reciting this one time, it purifies completely the fully ordained monk and nun broke the four root vows. So those very heavy nirkama among the Patimash vow, the heaviest one, receive the vices or and which confession or the which must fall, the vices which must fall, don't say. And then the remainder and defeat. So, you know, who killed a human being and told a lie, you know, without having realization that you have realization, and you know, having taken things under the unforgiveness. Yeah. Yeah. Think that which. And give by others, then you take away the thing that's yours, you see. Then there's the sufficient course, you see. So either the full wooden nun or full wooden monk, so they broke all the falls. Received four downfalls. For root downfall, see, by reciting this one time, all this gets purified, and even not only that, but even much more heavy than much more heavy nirkama. That is, five unentered nirkama. They killed father, mother, which is very heavy, heavier than killed other outside people. You see, then he killed arhat, was a Arya being. You see. Complete the five parts for liberation. Kill arhat, and then even caused, you know, blood to Buddha. Then caused descent among the sanghas. That immediately after this life, straight without interruption of the life, you get reborn the lost, the lost hotel. The eight hotel, the inexhaustible hell realm. That which suffering is the heaviest, then heaviest one in the lower realm, which was heaviest in the samsara, and which duration is one intimate eon, so longest time. So the so even these five unentered karma get purified, without, I say, without leaving any, it's completely purified. So of course, you know, more compassion, you recite this mantra, more with stronger compassion, stronger bodhicitta, no, of course, greater benefit. So, like that. With the wisdom, realize emptiness, so forth, you see, then, of course, benefit is even greater. That. So, however, then, each time reciting this mantra, then, that one collects merits, having made offering to 10 million of Buddha, 10 million of Buddha like that, but 10 million Buddha, 10 million Buddha like that, but how many? 10 million Buddha like that, one also. tactic 1 billion. One billion, do you remember, sir? so 10 million Buddha like that, you see, Thakti is one, I think, Thakti is billion, I think. Anyway, 10 times 100 million is one tribum. That's called one tribum. And 10 tribum is a great tribum. And 10 times the great tribum is one takti. So that's how many? What? 10 times 100,000, 10 times 100 million is one tribum. One tribum. 10 tribum is a, 10 tribum is a great tribum. One great tribum. Now, 10 great tribum is one takti. 10 great tribum is one takti. So how much it is? No, billion or not? Huh? Oh, sir. Sorry. Sorry. Thanks for the awareness. So it doesn't matter English, anyway. As long as you've got the idea, you know, tactic is 100 million, 100 million. The tactic number tactic comes to many times, you know, you find in the text many. So good to have some idea. 100 million, 10 times 100 million is one tribum. 10 tribum is one great tribum. 10 great tribum is one tactic. And the 10 tactic is a great tactic. One great practice, of course, like that. So as long as you get the idea of from a 100 million, then you see by going up, you get some rough idea, you see. So 10 million Buddha like that, one taktu. Taktu, taktu like that, how many? 100,000. 100,000, even the 100,000, then even the 100,000 is many. So, you see, you collect, by chanting this mantra, you, how much merit, you collect merit, you see, the, I have met often to them, to the many Buddhas, you see. Yeah, and here it's saying even by reciting one time, So then it says, if you actually do the recitation and practice, you know, then no questions there. No, there's no question. All your wishes will be completed. So must rejoice. The purpose of talking benefits is to rejoice how you are so fortunate. And to have greater perseverance in order to continue the practice, to even more practice, to continue to always continue to practice, you know, the generosity. Even more, you see. And inspire, you know, as many sentient beings as possible to. Inspire them to practice this as many sentient beings as possible to inspire them to practice the meditation generous mantra that. So also in this tantra that's called a song of the 11 phase of the Arya Avalokiteshvara. Who is holding my name? which is the Susurupa mantra. The sentient beings abide in none. They will abide in no returning. It means life doesn't go back. Life doesn't go back. You know, all it goes up towards the enlightenment. Non-returning. and it will be liberated completely from all the sicknesses. Liberated from all the defilements, all the vices, right, with body, speech, mind. So my suggestion is that when doctor says you have cancer, you see, then the best thing to do is actually, when the doctor says you have cancer, that means you must, that what it's saying is that you must practice Dharma. Now, what the doctor is saying is that now it's time to, cut all the meaningless thoughts and, practice on Dharma, think on Dharma, practice on Dharma. That's what the doctor says you have cancer. Meaning that, you see, is now you cut all the meaningless, the meaningless stop meaningless activities, you know. Involved or cheated in the meaningless work, also this life, you see. That is just for the happiness life, you see. Then, engage only in holy dharma. That's actually what one draws is you have cancer, you know, something so for the disease. Anyway, it means that should understand this way. So the best thing is to say to retreat, you know, to especially Yunnan. That's the best thing. However, whether they do chemotherapy, radiation, all these things, but anyway, most doesn't last. Most doesn't last. Anyway, there's some exceptional that last a long time. There's one lama in Delhi, Rongtharampuchi. So many years ago, even he had cancer and he did all these things. But so many years ago, but he's still living, doing pujas, you know, doing pujas, traveling, doing pujas, not so much traveling, but same as before, when he didn't have cancer, same. He'd be traveling, but doing everything. So some, you know, so many years, some exceptional like that. But it was whatever they do, chemotherapy, radiation, whatever it is, sooner or later, die, you see. Sometimes it worsens medically, worsens treatment. Sometimes it's destroying. Sometimes it's destroying the, more destroying the body, you know. But it's still not well developed. Still, you see. There may be some benefit, but some harm, you know. Anyway, so best thing is dharma practice. Best thing is Nyungne, generous practice. Nyungne, the intensive, powerful purification. So that's the best thing to do. So if you put your life into practice, when the doctor says you have cancer, you put your life into images, straight into practice. Nyungne, especially. So when you do, if you practice dharma, you see, do meditation, the deity recitation, mantra, whatever, or you put your life into lamrim, practice, which is strictly in lamrim. Practice, you know. However, however, there's no loss. However, there's no wasting life. There's no loss. There's no loss at all. You see, so there's so many people who prolong, you know, whose cancer recovered by the newness. There are many who cancer recovered, you know. I remember a long time ago, many years ago, I don't know where, it was in Taiwan. I don't know, somewhere, there's Kaohsiung or, I remember, Dr. Chen Anlai in the early times when I came to Taiwan, they say, we were Chen Anlai. So there was, she led Yunne, and there was one person who couldn't move arm, you know. I think maybe it was an army or something, who couldn't move arm. And then, you know, for 30 years, I wasn't. Then this, he came in Yunnan, and then he was able to, just one Yunnan, then he was able to move his arm, you know. So,
That's a dentist.
Oh.
Yeah, his arm got harmed, you know, in his military services, you know, due to bomb or something. So he couldn't reach just by doing one Yunnan led by legend and then just recover.
I remember that. Because I think I went to do, I didn't do Nyungne, the sessions, but I think I went to give Advaita precepts. I remember that it was Kaohsiung.
Xindian. They rent a place in Xindian in Taipei. And then Rinpoche went there early morning to give precepts.
So I don't know where, but I just a memory of that. Then in Singapore, there was one student called Ying, you know, she had liver. Kidney or some liver, some. So, So she checked with the Geshe Ujin Tsiden, who is still alive, and one of the oldest monk, and one of the oldest monk, Sarache, whose disciples are now abbots, or there are many lineage, teachers who are teaching many monks, there are many who are his disciples, you know, all of that. And one of the oldest monks, Sarache, now is living from Tibet, you know. And so he came to Singapore, and I think she was told to Nune, and he chose the spot where she should sit, in the hall, that was near the pillar, pillar. If he chose the spot, well, anyway, so I think she got better. It helped her very much. So then she got, I think from there she got so much faith in Buddhism. That was the first start, I think. So that.
Rinpoche, you say her problem is what hurt her?
I think something to do with the liver, I think. So what I'm saying is that if you put your life into Dharma, you see, there's no loss. Because even you died with cancer, you see, always, even you did live long, you died with cancer, but you see, you accomplished the long benefit. You see, so much need karma is purified. So many years of need karma. So many, because by one yunne, 40,000 years of need karma is purified. You know. So, for example, one need karma is purified. That's unbelievable. You know? One need comes completely purified. For example, sexual misconduct, killing. One completely need karma, which has the four parts completely. You know, the base, you know, thought, action, goal. So, which completes, if there's all four, then complete the karma. So, whether it's sexual misconduct or there's a killing, or gossiping, covetousness. Especially these two is something that we cry to all the time. Gossiping, covetousness. You know, every time when we go shopping, covet from ten unvirtuous action, the covetousness. You know, there if you go. If anything you do with the attachment, you know, you do shopping with the attachment. You know? So that's why I often say lambrim is not just something to think on the meditation cushion. Not that. Lambrim is something that I think here you know. Maybe in the West they think it's on the cushion, you see. But however, you see, you need lambrim even when you're shopping. You see, renunciation, remembering impermanence, death. Remembering impermanence, death. So then that cuts the attachment, you know, to cling to this life. So you do the shopping only for Dharma, you know, nothing for this life happiness, for Dharma practice, to practice Dharma, for sentient being, or to benefit your life to benefit for sentient being. For that you need to survive. So you do shopping, you see, either with the bodhicitta, you do shopping with the bodhicitta, or the if the emptiness is right view, even the dependent arising emptiness, even that is difficult. In that time, while one is busy life, you see, shopping, even that's not difficult to apply in that time to do mind in that meditation than to do shopping, even that's difficult. But you see the remembering becomes dead, and you know, if you have then the attachment to this life clinging, then you become dharma. Then you you're doing this one of to practice dharma, you know, future happy life happiness, you know, liberation, enlightenment. However, of course, the good one is with the chitta, loving heart, compassion. You see that you know to serve other sentient beings, to practice dharma for sentient beings, then you survive. So buying food, all the things you see, needs, clothing or food or either, you see, place, you know, whatever. So, by lumbering the mind, the mind that is doing shopping, being lumbering, then covetousness does rise. So, antidote to covetousness, and that. So this is an example, and so the lumbering, space three pieces apart, this medicine for the mind, or the three pieces, protection for the mind from sufferings, protection from the suffering of samsara, particularly suffering of the lower realms, you need the protection three pieces apart, in the daily life, you see. To our mind, you know, day and night, all the time, protection, the, you know, till it pays apart, mind living till it pays apart, you need it all the time. Otherwise, we're dead. Otherwise, life, otherwise, it's a delusion. Delusion arises, you know, attachment to clinging to this life arises, the anger and other things, then become extremely dangerous, engaging with karma. Harm yourself, harm others. The obstacle for your attainment. So it becomes very dangerous without protection. The protection of this better path. In the heart, or always accompanied with the mind. See. Or mind living this. The mind is separated from lumbrim, then very dangerous. There is no protection in the life to the mind, and very dangerous. So that not only meaningless, not only you don't collect nothing, no action becomes dharma, you don't collect any merit, then you become. Then your life becomes meaningless. Not only that meaningless, but you always create need karma. And you always create a cause for lower realm. Unimaginable sufferings. When the time happens, the experience those suffering results, nothing you can do. No matter how much you hate, no matter how much you don't like, you have to experience. No choice. You see that time. Until the karma finishes. So what I was saying before, is that so one needs karma, sexual conduct or healing or the covetousness or the gossip. So anyway, so that one completely needs karma, as I mentioned the other nights, produce for suffering result, you know. Rapid aspect is dealt with the Lord realm, three other sufferings you experience in human realm. One of these creates the similar cause, do again. Then again, from that, you know, another four sufferings result comes. From that, one of them is creating the results from the cause, and they produce another four sufferings. So, your suffering becomes, from that one in karma, one complete in karma, your suffering result is endless. No end. If you don't purify that. Until you don't pure that completely. So the sudden coming of that, you know, goes on life to life, you see, no end. So can I imagine? That's what we're talking about, one need karma. But there's so many in one day. So many other nirkama. You know? Complete nirkama. So many. One day. 1 hour, so many. So then, say, 1 week, so many. 1 month, so many. 1 year, so many. From birth up to now, so many. From beginning of birth up to now, so many. Unimaginable, which are not purified yet. Which are not finished in experience yet. So there are so many. So you can imagine. So now, if you ever purify one nirkama, completely, see? So you don't have to experience all these four suffering results on and on and on and on, you see? No end. So stops completely. Stops completely all this. So there's peace and happiness. So now, therefore, can you imagine? That just every purify one nirkama is unbelievable. Through Dharma practice. You know? I don't want you know. They're just incredible gift. You know, compassion with this gift for you. Unbelievable. If you really think well, you know if the one karma is purified, it's unbelievable. Happiness, absence of all this. For some result of that life. Incredible. That's incredible thing to achieve. We leave aside about liberation, you know, from samsara. Purify alternate karmas, leave aside. So, you know, that one day purify all the need karma purify. We leave that. Leave that aside. Just one need karma purify. You know, all that endless suffering that you don't even. So that's unbelievable. That's the most exciting, you know. Fascinating. I don't know, Chinese fascinating. What's the fascinating? Anyway, so now here, with the Yunne and we see today's, the one day, how much they come in? 1 week, 1 month. Year, from birth, up to now, all they come. Then, past life, not just 100 lifetime, need to come get purified. You see? Not just 100 lifetime, need to come get purified. Not just 1,000 lifetime, need to come get purified. He is not talking about, 100,000 lifetime, need to come get purified. He's not talking about, he's there. 40,000, even 1 year, need to come. Even 1 year in nirkama is purified, it's unbelievable. 1 year in nirkama, not 1 year, 1 year in nirkama is purified, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable, that's. Can you imagine? Now he's talking about 40,000 eons. 40,000 eons. Nirkama get purified by doing one yunne. You know, 1 year in nirkama get purified, it's unbelievable, you see. It's just even that. But here, not just 1,000 units in the computer. Not just 10,000 units in the computer. 40,000 units in the computer. But 1 unit. Can imagine. So we have to analyze this. All 40,000 units in the computer get purified. You know, just without really thinking deep. You know. And then it doesn't feel much for them, you know. But if you think in detail like this, then what it means is beyond from our understanding. Our mind, you see. So like that. So therefore, what I'm saying is that when the doctor says you have cancer, you have this, you see. So, you know, I would think rather taking refuge to hospital, immediate refuge to hospital, I would think best refuge to the practice. You know, like, you know, see. I mean, it doesn't mean you should not go to hospital, but many of the sicknesses can't do much, like paralysis can't do much in the hospital. Paralysis can't do much, you see. You know, very little one or two do by doing some massage, they get better because they, maybe they come not so heavy. But anyway, so here what I'm saying here, you see, even the cancer is not gone, even you died, but you see, but you pure, but you don't, but you stopped, you know. So 40,000 even when karma is purified, okay? Unbelievable. All these diversity in karma. 40,000 years later. And then you see, incredible, how much happiness you lead, how much good birth. I mean, millions, I mean, you know, happiness from here to enlightenment, you know, changing path, all that, you see, good birth and all the happiness, you see, many hundreds, millions of, see, I mean, even from, I mean, the future life, you see, so you good birth, all the happiness. Pure land, I mean, the eternal path to enlightenment. It brings life to. Eventually, you go to enlightenment, liberation, enlightenment. Is there what you complete? So you see, during the 40,000 eons, you know, whatever the karma created. So you don't have to experience all those from each new karma the. Endless stuff you don't have experience. Okay. You see? So unbelievable happiness. So anyway, ultimately it's liberation, enlightenment, you see? Eternal path. So this. So the unbelievable achievement. Can you imagine what you achieve? You see? So, but now, without the practice, if you don't practice Dharma, you see, no question, you never, then even your cancer, but operation taking out cancer, it's gone. See, or the other thing is, you need karma not purified for the cancer. You again, you're gonna get cancer. You again get cancer because you need karma not purified. You need karma to have cancer, to get sick. It's not, you see, not purified, so you get again. Again, cancer manifest out. Even they didn't leave any cancer, nothing left. But they again, cancer it comes back. You know, so many people like that. I say, so even they survive, what? Then same thing, no change, nothing, no change mind, no change action, nothing better. Life didn't become better, and life didn't become special from before. Even you become better, even your cancer gone, even you ever live, some years longer. You see, the engaging the karma same mind. You know, mind, non-virtuous mind, every day and night, same. You know, actually, the karma, same, day and night. So, the mind, totally, with attachment, clinging to this life, the same, the same. So, then it's like, you live, it looks like you have treatment to save longer human life so that you can create more karma. So that you can create in the morning, something like that. So anyway, I'm just to analyze. You know, even cancer didn't go away, you died. But if you practice Dharma, what you can accomplish is unbelievable. You see, you become much closer to enlightenment. You become much closer to enlightenment, liberation. So there's incredible long-run benefit. You see. If you didn't get recovered now. So, and also the most important, at the time of death, anyway you haven't died. Even the even the cancer is gone, but you know, after a few months or few years, whatever, anyway you have to die. So it's not that you're going to live forever, it's not that. But if you're going to live forever, it's okay. So, But that's not the case. Until you remove delusion karma, causal death completely, you're not free from death. You have to die. As a bone. Or until you achieve bodhisattva's path, paramedic path, the Arya path, rising path, path of meditation, then you don't, there's no death, there's no suffering, death. Arya beings have a complete abandon, the suffering, rebirth, all the sickness, death. Or the practitioner of Tantra, yogi, who achieved the clear light of, realization, then this particular light of meaning, then you are free from death. So that, so until you achieve those level of path, you have died, reborn. So, so here now you practice Dharma, even you die, the cancer didn't go away, even you die, but because you pure samadhi karma. You see, at the death time, so less worry, or no fear, or other extremely joy, happy, born pure land, so forth. Together, perfect, better rebirth, to practice and to be comfortable, say extremely unbelievably happy, unbelievably happy, the death happening. Unbelievably happy to death because you can experience suffering for all sentient beings, or you can go to pure land, unbelievable joy, or there's a happy mind, again, reborn, higher birth. They're lost, there's no fear. Lost, they're lost, there's no fear, so much of that comes purified by practicing all this. Much less fear that. Mind is happier, and so the very last thing, last thing, there's no fear, and rely on Buddha Dhamma Sangha. However, there's a Buddha Dhamma Sangha whom you can rely upon, whom you can hold on to, whom you can rely upon. If Buddha Dhamma Sangha exists, you can rely upon. There's no fear. You see. So, Dharma is the only one which helps when you die. So, you see, that time helps very much. See, makes huge difference in your next lives. So, cancer or the life-threatening disease didn't go away. And if you died, there's unbelievable. Particularly at the time of death, makes huge differences. That time, so you did something that you did something worthwhile that benefits when you die. So now you didn't practice Dharma, didn't practice Dharma, and nothing. If you didn't practice Dharma, when the doctor says you have this cancer, this is, you didn't practice Dharma, you didn't use to practice Dharma, then putting your mind into Dharma, into mental impairment is death. So the cut, the delusions, the attachment clinging to his life, which engages in meaningless activities. So, So, anyway, without Dharma, just you engage. So nothing is done for the happiness of your life. Nothing is done to benefit the Sangha. The benefit of the death comes, which is definitely to come in a time. Nothing is done for that. Nothing is done for you when you die, you know, to benefit that, to that time, nothing is done. So even when, as I mentioned before, if the treatment didn't work, you died, you see. Even you live longer, even the treatment works, but live longer, as I mentioned before, you should live longer to create money karma. Kundalini Kriya Karma, this is that. So life is like that. You know. So without Dharma practice, so just some emphasis. You know. So but here it says, you know, but when you perform the significance like that, you see, for just emphasizing. Oh, you don't mind drinking tea while you no drinks. So maybe drink on everybody's behalf. So maybe I do the all transmission of Nune, the Nune, and there's some other prayers you may not have received. The Song San Gambo, the Dharma Kyung, Tibet, who is the Compassion Buddha. Also, there's a prayer that. There's a prayer that he composed, which I received lineage from Ajahn Dalai Lama, and the Song San Gambo is, you know, the long-term lineage of, incarnation of, the long-run lineage, you know, incarnation of Ajahn's, incarnation. So, some of the incarnation of Song San Gambo, I mean, it's a generosity, so it's the same. I did it before, Lord Transmission. Does anybody remember? They can raise hand. Everybody was sent, and I don't need to do. If you remember, raise it, then raise it. If they can remember, receive the old transmission of the Nyune, then they can raise hand. The Nyune Sadhana, the whole practice.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can raise your small finger. Sometimes nobody has received. Everybody received. If you have received, raise hand. Okay, three. Okay. Then those who have received, you should close. Or you do yogi sleeping. Or yogi naughty. So I stop there, I'm talking about the benefits, and there's room. Then maybe. Perhaps maybe tomorrow could continue some part.